there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there. Let me tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Peter Francis. Now, Peter does some work on the radio, and he's quite an interesting character. I've just produced a little booklet called Faith Matters, and in it, Peter tells us about how his father became a Christian. It's a really interesting story. But let me tell you about Peter. He was born and bred in Swansea, and he now lives in the village called Llanelli. He was born in Fairwood Hospital when it was called a maternity hospital, and he was educated in Gore's Junior School and Penlan Multilateral School. Now, he was in three different schools wrapped into one. That's what Penlan Multilateral School was. It was a grammar, technical and secondary modern, which is well beyond me because I was just brought up in a secondary school. He finished his education by going to Swansea College of Technology. Now, it's now described as Swansea Metropolitan University. How things change and names change and places get different definitions now. So he started a while ago to speak on the radio, and he has a series of programmes called Five for the Day. Five for the Day is a series of programmes which go out every day, and for 5 minutes, Peter tells people things that would really be important. It's basically the idea that you need your five fruits each day, five vegetables, and therefore this is five spiritual things that are really important. But let's go back to his childhood. When he was a boy, he used to go to a weekly prayer meeting in Ebenezer Gospel Hall in Gore's Road in Swansea with his mum and dad. And on the wall of the prayer meeting room was a verse from the Bible, and it said this: casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that's exactly what was happening in that prayer meeting every week. Peter describes that in that prayer meeting each week for an hour, all the cares, worries and problems of life were unburdened. People took their problems to God, and they were the better for it. And it would be a great thing to take those words to heart today. Many years later, Peter tells us that he was reminded of that verse when he attended a business conference at the Barbican in London. The first speaker of the day, who he found out eventually was a Christian, told him that he started every day in his office with a prayer to God. He said, "Each day I gather all my problems together like a great ball and I throw them up to God, and he's never dropped a catch yet." That's a novel way of describing how you cast all your cares on the great caring God. I wonder if you do. I don't know if you realise that God is interested in you. God wants you to cast your care upon him. The greatest burden of care that we have really is the burden of sin. Well, that's the cause of all our cares and our problems. Peter goes on to say that it was well said that worry is a squatter whom we must evict. In certain situations, if a house lies empty long enough, anyone can move in and occupy it. You know, worry does that in our lives as well. It roams about looking for an empty mind and then moves in. I wonder if worry has taken up residence in your mind today. Is there a morning, or is it a regular thing in the morning to wake and to worry? Or have you found that Christ is the answer to your every need? You know, as a follower of Christ, if you become a Christian, if you confess your sin and realise Christ died for your sins and know his forgiveness, then you have the authority to serve your worry an eviction order and to force it to leave. The only thing that enables it to stay is our ignorance of the truth that we can cast all our care upon him. When a man or a woman's mind is occupied with God's word, worry sees a no vacancy sign and so moves on. Think for a moment about the things you worried about last year or even last week. How many of them came to pass? Statistically, 10% at most, I'm told. And did all that worrying make the problems better or worse? What about the physical and emotional toil that worry takes upon you? Dr. Charles Mayo, founder of the famous Mayo Clinic, said, "Worry negatively affects the circulation, the heart, the glands, and the whole nervous system. It profoundly affects your health." He says, "I have never known a person who died from overwork, but many die from worry." So when are you going to face up to the fact that your worry is too much and it's damaging and do something about it? What can I do, you say? Well, the Bible says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. If you're a Christian, you can commit each day to the Lord. You can trust him to go before you and to work things out for the best. It's the only real happy way to live. If you're not a Christian, you need to start by getting into a relationship with God. The barrier is our sin, our pride, our self-centeredness, our wrong. But Christ died for our sins so that we might have forgiveness. Worry really doesn't work. It's like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do and keep you going, but it won't get you anywhere. Life is just too big for any of us to handle alone. So when worry comes, to pray on your mind, attack it with the promises of God. Bring your fears to God. Throw them in a ball into the air. Allow God to catch them. And put your trust in him. I trust that you would find this really helpful today. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.